Thank you. Hallelujah. You can get us some light. Amen. Why don't y'all come on up into this center section with you, with us? Just the center section. Don't be so far away. Amen. Hallelujah. You can take off some of the reverb here. Isn't God good? Yeah. Hallelujah. How many of y'all excited about Jesus? Yeah. How many are excited about the future? Yeah. On fire about it. Developing your faith in that. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Somebody say praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. We were, how many of you are doing the Bible devotion? Anybody doing a Bible devotion? Did you know we do have a Bible devotion you can do? It takes something if you, thanks Brother Jess, it'll take something if you want to get involved with it. It takes a little time to get involved with it, but I tell you what, you will never be the same again once you do that. It will take your life to a higher level. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. To a deeper thing. I just found out tonight. Do you know we got intercessors that have about a week now that you say, dear? We didn't even know it. We said the timing of God, you know, God does things in his timing. Bible says write the vision and make it plain. If you got a computer, you know we have a vision to this ministry. Do you know there is a vision that we steady course with? Yeah. And one of the persons were out there on the website, and they stumbled across the vision and got excited just reading the vision. There was one portion of the vision that just excited them, the part about prayer. And they just read that part about prayer. They just heard the vision and kept prayer in their heart. Didn't say, read it about a month ago. Was it about a month ago? And just, they were just motivated. They'd come to church and they'd go back to the back room and pray. It started there, you know. Then that vision, you kept reading the vision, read the vision again. I just found out that there are people praying every morning at 5 o'clock in the morning for Nations Church. And they've been doing it faithfully for a week and didn't even know it. Amen. Somebody say, thank God. This is the season and this is the hour. You know, that's the kind of folk that you want, is people that just catch the vision and hear the heart of God. God, don't hold no thing. Don't make a big announcement. Don't do anything. Just go and start doing what God told them to do. Amen. Isn't that good? Yes. It just happens in God's way. When you wait on Jesus, things just come together. Hallelujah. You excited, Brother Tizo? I want to get back to where we were Sunday night just for a bit. We know that we usually hit evangelism, but if there's a debar on, we want to get as much out of it as we can. Amen. So we'll hit evangelism, or evangelism will start to happen as we get into it. Say the word faith.
Faith.
Developing that faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So you got to kiss, you know, when God tells us. How many believe in the prophetic? Do you believe in the prophetic?
Yeah.
I believe in the prophetic word from God. I believe in it so much, you know, and I listen as you listen. And when God gives us instructions and he gives us a bar and he says something, we usually back it up. And if you were there Sunday night, God was talking to us about, we were teaching about belief and unbelief, developing our faith once again to the level that God wants our faith. So this week, I've been just listening. If you've been hanging around me, how many of you notice? There's always a word going on someplace. In the car, I got out the best. I got Brother Copeland tapes going. I got Brother Osteen, John Osteen tapes going. And at times I listen to, I heard one thing that just set me on fire. One of them, I just put in, we got one CD that's got about a year's worth of messages on it. One CD's got a year's worth of messages on it. So I stuck that one in there one night. And then it had, when is it fit to have a Holy Ghost fit? Got blessed by that one. Prophetic words were all over that thing. So I would recommend to you people during this season is to water yourself and saturate yourself with the word of God, because God's ready to do something. And I knew that the word was on because, you know, prophecy usually should always be confirmed.
Amen.
He will send a witness to his word. If it's truly prophet, that means just not one person going to be saying it. Now, sometimes one person will say that word, but you don't jump on it. You don't run till you hear it again. You know, well, God told me, well, he didn't tell anybody else. Well, I'm just going to wait until we get the right amount of witnesses, amen, until it bears witness with my spirit. And then I'll start to run with it. But when God starts to say the same thing over and over again through many different sources, I mean, you hear a word preached on Sunday morning, and then it looks like you turn the TV on Monday, and then the three preachers are preaching the same thing. Don't you think God's trying to say something? You know, or you just start talking about something in the parking lot, and you come into church and somebody's preaching on what you're talking about in the parking lot, even though they're not there. God, you know, or you have a prayer and you start praying something in your heart. You know, you're praying about something, you think about something in your heart, you're reading something in the Word, and you come to church, And the thing that you're praying about is either in the prophetic word, or it's either in the worship service, or it's even in this or in the spoken word. That's God, and that should cause you to wake up a little bit and say, hey, look, this is not coincidence. God is trying to tell me something. Or God is trying to tell you something. And I tell you what, smart people hear quickly. Smart people hear quickly, and they obey those words, and they jump on it, and they take advantage of it, all right? So one of those words that we want to take advantage of is faith. Faith. Everybody say the word faith again. Faith. I believe that God wants to do something, and he's trying to develop us in that level. He's trying to develop our faith so he can do something, because everything that God does for us, do you know how he does it? He does it by faith. Every single last thing that God wants to do for you, he's going to want to do it, amen, but if it's going to materialize, it's going to materialize through faith. I tell you what, there's a spiritual realm. How many believe there's a spiritual realm? There's a spiritual realm. That's where your blessing is, amen. There's a natural realm. And if you want to bring God's spiritual blessings into natural manifestations, the only way it's going to get to you is by what? Faith. So faith is the vessel. I tell you, it's the vehicle in which our blessings from God get down to where we are right now. So I know God wants to bless you in a big way. How many believe that? Amen. But you got to get it to you. So the only way to get that blessing, God has already blessed us in Christ in heavenly places. Whatever you need, I want you to know, it's already provided. How do you take hold of what's already provided to you? Why did the Bible say, listen, before you even ask, God's heard your prayer. He's already heard it before you even ask. How many read that in the Bible? Like even before you even ask, he already knows what you asked for before you ask it. I tell you what, it's even better than that. Before you even ask, it's already there. Most of the things that you're asking for, you already have. It's already in the heavenlies before. When Jesus died on the cross, he gave you everything you'd absolutely need. Amen. Hallelujah. So what you got to do is when you ask in prayer, you got to get in prayer and see those things that God has for you in the heavenly realm. Say, Lord, have mercy. How do I develop my faith to receive what I already have in the spiritual realm? Amen. How do you know God wants you to have some things? God wants you to have some things. God wants you to accomplish some things in your life. God wants me to accomplish some things in my life. You know, when you listen to the Holy Ghost, God says, take this mountain, take that mountain, do this, do that, right? Well, if we're going to do that thing, we're going to have to do it by faith. Now, turn to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1. It says, let us therefore fear. Woo, praise the Lord. Why are you here on church on Wednesday night? Why are you in church on Friday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night? Why do you live the life that you live? Because you fear God. We fear God. That's why, listen, when you start to let God alter what you do and how you think, the steps that you take, the direction that you take, that's called the fear of God. How many of you just start, you don't think about things anymore? You know, I went out there this morning. Somebody said, I was at the grocery store this morning. Or this afternoon, and I was right there, and I was getting the thing done, and the Holy Ghost said, you know, the Salvation Army's getting started. Bless him. Bless him. And you know what? When you feel those things on your heart and in your spirit, you know what? Fear. So you can hear a lot of things, but if you don't develop a fear of God, you'll never obey what you hear. So listen, fear will cause you to go out of your way to obey the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, thank God. So a lot of people aren't able to obey God because they don't fear God. You must fear God to the level of this, because God knows what's best for you. He's trying to take care of you. I'm going to tell you what, the life of faith is living by the word of God and not your own understanding. That's the highest level of faith. See, faith is just beyond believing for a certain thing and seeing that thing coming together, just a strong desire. True faith in the highest level of faith is hearing the Holy Ghost and walking out what you hear with no fear. Do you hear what I'm saying? True faith, or the highest level of faith that you could ever develop, is hearing the Holy Ghost and walking out what you hear and acting on what you hear with absolutely no fear. That is the highest level of faith. And we're going to find that tonight in this scripture as we start to look at the book of Hebrews about faith. How many of you want to develop your faith in that level? Yeah. Amen. Somebody say, praise God. You develop that kind of fear. God says, do it. You just do it. Amen. The fear of God. Say, I'm an obedient servant of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I obey God no matter what. Somebody said, well, you don't have it. God tells you, I want you to do this. I don't have the money to do it, but I'm going to obey God anyhow. Amen. I fear God. I fear God more than I fear my lack. I fear God more than I fear my insufficient abilities. So you got to get beyond that when you start to believe things. When God tells you to step out, he didn't tell you to look at yourself. He told you to look to him. And he says, will you trust me? Will you be obedient to trust me to step out and do what I tell you to do when I tell you to do it? Fear. Fear and faith go hand in hand. There are lots of things that we're just going to do, things that we obediently do that are right because we fear God. And we don't question it and we don't think about it. Because there are a lot of things that God's already thought out for us. You know, the Bible says, listen, the only way up, I'm putting a lot of things together. The only way up is down. If you want to be exalted, what do? Humble yourself. He that exalts himself shall be what? Humbled. Well, does that make sense to somebody? Does that make some sense to somebody to start to walk in that? Well, I want to go to the top. So most of the time people think, I want to go to the top. I better start knocking people down. No. When you want to go to the top, you want to be the Lord of all, that means you start serving all. Those that have a servanthood mentality will make it to the top. I'm going on and on, but let's get to the word. Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1. Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest. Now, when you see the word therefore, that means it's there for something. So what is fear there for? Fear is there for the reason that we fear God is that you may be able to grab a hold of, amen, and seize promises. You seize the promises of God by fearing God. And I heard something earlier this, as I was meditating on things, it says, enter into his rest. Everybody say his rest. That's where God's trying to get us. We've heard again and again and again, I sense the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. I just sense the Holy Spirit right now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We've heard the Holy Spirit say it again and again and again and again and again. I can do much more than this. Everybody say, God wants us to enter into his rest. Say it one more time. God wants us to enter into his rest. God wants you to enter into the rest of what he has for you. How do you want to get the rest of what's left for you? You've been blessed before, but there's more out there. Somebody say, praise God. Say, I want to enter into the rest. And when I can enter into the rest of God, the peace of God, listen, that comes through obediently serving God, amen, following him, guess what? You'll enter into the rest of what he has for you. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Pray in the Holy Ghost. God's got more for you. He's not finished yet. You haven't milked the blessing yet. There is much more out there for you there. You can have more. Amen. You don't have it all. You're not working the whole system. I mean, I got Windows XP on my computer. Office XP. And I tell you what, I only work the buttons that I know about. That thing can do a whole lot more than what I know to make it do. Amen. I mean, I know how to open a document and close a document and lose a file. But that software is developed to do a whole lot more, yes. Praise the Lord, yes. Than what it's actually doing. Yes. There's a little school over there across the street. That school's over there called Quick Strike, and Quick Strike is over there to teach you how to take advantage of what you already bought. He said, if you go here, you'll be able to get more out of the software that you've already bought. The Holy Ghost is in front of you right now and in this season right now to teach you how to get everything out of your salvation that has already been purchased for you. There is more out there for you. You're going to learn about new buttons, new tricks, new wingdings, and all this other stuff that's already there. The Holy Ghost is going to teach you how to make the software work. Somebody say, I want the rest. When you start to work with the Holy Ghost, you enter into the rest of God. And when you start to enter into the rest of God, somebody say, you cease from your own labors, your own scratch and clawing ideas, rabbit trails, seemeth good to me ideas, and all that mess. Amen. When you get finished with the mess, you'll get into God's rest. Somebody say, praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Listen. So when you get out there, you start to rest in God, say, I'm not going to do things my own way. I don't care what the world says. I surrender to the Holy Ghost. I surrender to the Holy Ghost. I don't have to figure it out. All I got to do is trust His direction for my life. And then you start to rest in Jesus. Start to rest in Jesus. And as you start to develop that lifestyle, amen, of walking in the Spirit, not in the flesh, amen, pacing yourself with the peace of God, the rest will start to manifest in your life. Jesus is coming back. Jesus is coming back. Amen. Why don't you get the rest of the stuff that He's promised that you to walk in while you're here on the earth, while you have the chance?
Amen.
Amen. Listen. Oh, hallelujah. Enter into His rest. Any of you should seem to come short of it. Somebody say, therefore, fear. Because if you don't have a fear of God, listen, if there's not a fear of God in your life in the areas of obedience, things that you don't understand, that fear tells you this is the right thing to do and I'm going to do it. Fear will make you do that. And when you do that thing, amen, guess what's going to happen? The rest starts to manifest in your life. Salvation starts. Any of you come short of it? How many of you coming short? You know when the gospel says, it's, my God shall supply all my needs according to His riches and glory, and you always need something. Somebody say, I'm coming up a little short. How many coming up a little bit short? I'm telling you, if you don't own your house, amen, guess what? You came up a little bit short.
Amen.
You had to borrow it with somebody to make up the stuff you came up short. Somebody say, amen.
Amen.
Somebody say, I came up a little bit short this month. Hallelujah. If you owe anybody anything, you owe them because you came up short. You don't own that thing. When you went to pay for that house, you didn't buy that house. You gave that little bit that you had, and amen, said, now I'm going to loan you the rest and keep this thing until you finish paying me. Somebody say, I came up
a little bit short.
You didn't buy it. You are buying it.
Amen.
Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Say, coming up a little bit short.
Coming up a little bit short.
And some of us couldn't even come up that little bit short. Some of us didn't even have anything to put on the house. You know? I'm not crapping y'all that have a house. Amen. Thank God for it. Amen. I'd love to have a little bit to come up short with. Some of it hadn't even come up at all. Amen. I'd love to come up short, halfway, or any kind of way. Amen. But the fear of God will stop us from coming up short. For unto us was the gospel preached. Hallelujah for the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And what's the good news? The good news is that God has got more for you. And God can do anything. Hallelujah. That is the good news. And some of us don't have that on the inside of us yet. The good news is God's vision for you. That's the good news. When God says that you're going to prevail and be on top and never on the bottom, you know, you'll be like the tree planted by the rivers of water. Whatsoever thing you'll do will prosper. Amen. You'll go for it. Amen. You'll be strong. You'll be green. That's some good news. Amen. You'll be green when everything else around you is turning brown. That's good news. You've had good news preached to you. I told you some good things that I believe came from God. I didn't come to you with bad news. You got 7 days to live. You know you're going to lose everything you got. I'm telling you that God's trying to do you good and wants to give you an expected end, that God wants to bring you out. But how are you going to take a hold of that good that I told you about? Fear. How do you grab a hold of the good and see the good manifest, that good news? Some say, fear. Some say, I didn't get what I want. You ain't afraid of anything. You told me this, you told me that. Listen, but you didn't have any fear. You didn't fear God. You got a promise. Listen, the fear of God brings the promise to manifestation.
Amen.
Obedience. God works by faith. There are a lot of people that heard good words that God promised them and they haven't gotten it. They haven't gotten it because they haven't moved in any area of faith. It seems like the better news they get, the more fear they operate in. Somebody say hallelujah. Praise the Lord. For unto us was the gospel preached. Was the good news preached? If you're not getting good news, go someplace else. You think I'm going to sit up anybody telling me it's doom and gloom? I can tell myself that.
I don't need nobody to tell me things aren't going to get better. You can do that yourself. You want to go someplace where they're telling you good things.
Amen.
Telling you what God has for you. That, behold, listen, the Lord is good and his mercy is everlasting.
Amen.
God's out to do you good. When somebody can't preach you good, that means you're on your way to hell. I'm serious. As long as God's concerned with you and dealing with you, there's always something good. He's not ready to send you to hell yet. He's not doing partial payments on hell. What do you mean partial payments on hell? He's going to make you suffer on earth a little bit, you know, a little down payment. Got your punishment plan on layaway. He's going to give you a little bit here on earth, a little bit later. God's not out dishing out curses and that stuff right now. That's what the latter end is for. The only thing that God's giving his people, the only thing that Jesus is trying to reach with you is the love and mercy and grace and the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
So the Bible says the kindness and love and mercy of God leads men to repentance.
Yes.
Trouble time aren't going to make people repent. Amen. It'll block them from the goodness of God. I'm trying to get there. Somebody say, praise the Lord. As well as unto them, but the word preached to them did not profit them. Somebody say,
the word.
Preached to them did not profit them. Let me tell you something. I can preach to 1,000 people, but everybody I preach to, it's not going to profit them. Do you think I think that the word that I preach is not the word of God because it doesn't profit every loony tune that comes through the door?
No.
You can look at the lifestyle and the actions. Some people say, I can preach it till I'm blue in the face, but it's not going to profit them if they're living in fear, living in unbelief, living in rebellion, living in doubt and all that, have no consistency in their life. It ain't going to do them no good whatsoever.
Amen.
Somebody say, praise God.
Praise
Jesus
God.
Even tells people that. He said, listen, I would that you were either hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, he's going to spit you out of your mouth. That's why I tell people, make up your mind what you want to do before you even get into it. Don't waste your money. I'll take it. I'll take your $20 offering, amen. But that $20 offering is not going to do you any good. No. Consistency. A made-up mind in duration is going to do it, amen. Somebody say, praise God. And diligence. Oh, you people are quiet tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. I like she's got a good confession. Amen. No, we're not. She's just so full. No, we're not. No, that's my friend. Amen. But the word preached to them did not profit them, not being mixed with what? Did it say it wasn't mixed with anointing? Did it say the word wasn't mixed with anointing? See, a lot of people don't have things profit them because they think it's something that we didn't mix with it. Before you got it, it was mixed up. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Amen.
You have to mix it up. Somebody say, the ingredient that activates the word of God is your faith.
Yes.
What will activate the word of God is your actions and your faith.
Amen.
Just hearing it's not going to do it, but you got to hear it and mix your faith with it until you get your mind together and say, hey, I'm going to do something with it. It's not going to do anything with you. The word of God is where it starts. Amen. That's the power. That's God coming to meet you. Do you know that? When a good word gets preached to you, he and his word are the same.
Amen.
Do you know that? When you hear a good word preached to you, a prophetic word preached to you, he is right there with the word. He doesn't send his word before him. He comes with the word.
Amen.
When he says, I'm out to do you good, he's right there trying to do you good. Amen. And he's just waiting. I'm going to take your hand and we can make this thing happen as soon as you mix some faith with his promise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is a good God. Somebody say, I'm ready to mix my faith with a good God and a good word. And his word won't return unto him void. Somebody say, thank God. See, I'm just priming you. I'm just priming you right now, telling you, listen, I'm trying to develop your faith and tell you, why is it important to develop your faith and how do you develop your faith? How many of you ever mix the fear and reverence of God and faith together? Aren't you glad to hear these basic things tonight?
Yes.
Amen. Right before Thanksgiving. Can't you talk about turkey? Can't you talk about anything you hear, he talking about faith. This man is always off. Christmas, he talking about this, you know. Amen. But I tell you what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for the word of God. I'm thankful that God doesn't play games. Amen.
Amen.
The word of God was there before the turkey.
Amen.
The word of God was there before the pilgrims. Amen.
Amen.
And the Indians that we sat down and ate with, then we ripped them off. Amen. They were sitting at that table and saying, we're just so thankful to find this wonderful lady we're about to steal from you. Somebody say, leave it alone, Pastor Rod. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. I'd love to do a cartoon with that, amen. Wouldn't it be nice to have a little cartoon with that, you know what I'm saying? Boy, I'm so thankful looking beyond those Indians. Mm-hmm. What else y'all got? They put it on the table. We got corn. And fish. Mm-hmm. Somebody say, praise God. I tell you what, they're not celebrating Thanksgiving on those reservations. I tell you, they are not eating turkey on the reservation. Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you what, but it's a big thing. I'm on that. You know, I'm joking around having fun, but I'm hot up here. I feel the Holy Ghost. You know why I feel the Holy Ghost? Because there was a prophetic word. If you go to Brother Copeland's website, they're starting to post prophetic words on the website and evidences of the prophetic words. And I'm just speaking matter-of-factly. We're jumping all over the place. Why not, you know? But one of the words he prophesied in one of his services was having to do with the American Indian and repentance. And he prophesied specifically what would happen, and the prophecy just came to pass about 2 months ago. And the prophecy that was prophesied, I think it was like 3 or 4 years ago, they posted that, and they posted the meeting that the government just set up with them. Awesome stuff, isn't it? Awesome stuff. Benny Hinn just linked with one of my favorite guys. Guys was really instrumental in a lot of things that I believe in the area of reconciliation. And Benny Hinn's off in healing, and he's doing his best. But he had John Dawson on. If you're familiar with John Dawson, he wrote Healing America's Wounds, one of the most powerful books. And it deals with repentance and strategic going to areas where horrible things have happened and repenting in those areas and breaking curses over the area. And said, this is the area that we're going to start to go into. And he said that God told him to call John Dawson up and make that connection right now. So some neat things are happening in that area. God's about to heal our land. God's about to heal our land and break certain curses. It's just amazing. You would not believe some of the curses, how things go back. Oh, through the generations, and they do this prayer walks and different things. Are getting off into a lot of the prayer walks and doing history studies to find out why certain cities are named after certain things. Just amazing. Well, anyhow, we're talking about faith. I got 2 minutes. All right. For we have believed, listen, not being mixed of faith in them that heard it. If you want this good word to profit you, you've got to mix it with faith. And you can't say that you're mixing with faith by saying, oh, I believe it. That's not mixing it with faith. That's just a nice confession. Well, I believe everything you were saying. Praise the Lord. I believe it. I believe it. Woohoo! I believe it. Listen, that's not faith. That's belief. Faith is, I believe it, therefore I'm going to do something about it. Amen. It's not faith until you change your actions in that area. The first step, that if you want something to materialize in the natural, you have to change one of your actions. Somebody say, take a step of faith. It's the same thing with healing. You know, you hear this good word about healing and different things. Many of you are not going to get healed in certain areas of your life until you take a step in that direction. There are a lot of people, if they just get up and walk, they'd be healed. You know, they're sitting right there waiting for God to smack them on the back of the head and make their legs walk. It's not going to happen that way. Waiting for an angel to jump down and bust through the ceiling tiles, you know. Waiting for angels to fly through with a check for the winning lotto ticket. It's not going to happen that way. It could, but chances are it's not going to happen that way. Somebody say, you got to meet him halfway. You got to meet him with some kind of faith. Amen. That's when they tell you, start to do something. Praise God. If you got a good promise of God, what have you done about it? What have you done about it? What have you done about it? Jesus said, listen, before he even healed, people said, arise. He
met the man there at the pool of Bethesda. The man wanted healing. He told him to get up, and the man was crippled. And that's what it is for a lot of us. We want to already know. See it happening before it actually happens. You won't know it happened until you get out there and start walking in what God has for you. Amen. That's what faith is all about. Now, we want you to enter into rest. How many of you ready to enter into the rest of what God has for you?
Amen.
And you're going to do that by hearing the good word of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. And applying your faith with your actions with it. Write this down. Faith without works is what? It's dead. I don't believe God gives a miracle to anybody that doesn't have a job. I don't believe God gives a miracle to anybody that doesn't have a job. What kind of job are you talking about, Pastor Rod? Are you talking about one you get paid for? No, any kind of job. You can have a job of prayer. You can have a job knocking on people's door and telling them you love them every day. You don't have to get paid. You got to do something. Somebody say, amen?
Yeah.
Sitting there wanting something to happen is not going to bring a miracle. Amen? You got to get up and do something. Amen? And when we tell people, okay, get a job, listen, go out and work, you know, and then a job will come. See, God wants all of us to be active in using our ability. I'm not talking about you have to get out there and work for somebody 9 to 5 if God didn't tell you to do that, amen. But everybody should be on the job with something, amen. If your ministry, listen, you're not dead yet. God wants to use you, and you're not in heaven either. You're not dead yet, and you're not in heaven yet, amen. When you go to heaven, you can look at the stars and sweep by and sing forever. Amen. But this is the war zone. Amen. God wants to use you while you're here. Amen. And every day you have is a gift from the Holy Ghost. Do something with it. Amen. If you're blessed to the point to where you don't have to go out and work, you got all your bills. Man, I don't need no job. Then get up and do something for somebody else. Get up and be a blessing and be a love to somebody else. Amen. You can change somebody else's life. Be a volunteer someplace. Amen. Hallelujah. Why did I say that? Hallelujah. Faith without what is? Faith without what?
Works.
Faith without what?
Works.
Is?
Dead.
Dead. So if you have a life with no works in it, and works doesn't have to be 9 to 5 job, McDonald's, and all those other stuff. I'm talking about works. Like you're getting up and praying at 5 o'clock in the morning, that's a work. Praise God. That's a work.
Yes, it is.
You don't think it's a work? You get up and do it.
Amen.
Amen. You have a reason to wake up in the morning. That's a work. That will allow your faith to start to manifest. That will allow your miracle to start to manifest. Hallelujah. This is good, isn't it? Why don't you stand up right where you are? Hallelujah. Say, I'm ready to enter into the rest of what God has for me by entering into the rest of God. Hallelujah. Stand up and bless the Lord. Oh, I see the blessing of God on you people. Praise the Lord. God is a good God. Hallelujah. You want to be baptized in the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. Do you? Come here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You do too, don't you? Come on. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. God's ready to do something great for you. Hallelujah. Can you get his face that way? Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. Say, thank you for the Holy Ghost. I'm ready for my miracle to manifest. Amen. Say, God can work it out. He can work it out.
and he will. Y'all just pray in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Have you studied the baptism in the Holy Ghost yet? You haven't? Father, right now, touch her fire. Joy in the whole fire of the blinking dynamo. Baptize him in the Holy Ghost right now. Fill him with the revelation of the whole fire in the name. Somebody say joy unspeakable and full of glory. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, we arrest them with the Holy Ghost. Father God, that every good thing you have for them will come to pass in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You will not run, but you'll run in the spirit of the Holy Ghost. You'll remain strong in God. The good thing that he has for you will manifest in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So a book about the baptism in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Do you need a turnaround? Do you need a turnaround? Do you need a turnaround? Do you have the faith to have a turnaround? Do you have the faith to have a turnaround? Hallelujah. How much do you have a CD player? What are you ready to do to get this turnaround? What are you ready to do to get this turnaround? What are you ready to do to get this turnaround? You need God to come through. Amen. Hallelujah. You believe God can turn your stuff around? What are you willing to do to get this turnaround?
Anything and everything.
Well, what do you want to turn around?
Lifestyle.
Okay. What else? Hallelujah. I prophesy a 90-day turnaround. I prophesy a 90-day. What would 90 days be? What are we looking at? 3 months. I prophesy a three-month turnaround. But you got to get faith, and you got to hear the word. And to back it up. Now, don't you take my CDs if you're not going to listen to them, okay? Do you understand? Don't take one that you're not going to listen to. Amen. But you can have any CD out there as long as you're willing to listen to it. Amen. And apply it to your life, okay? I get the ones that mean the most and get them, because listen, those CDs are going to be, that's like the word from heaven. I tell you that. I believe it. If you get it in there, just get it in there and say, God, give me something to do, and listen to it and do it. How many had that happen to you? Sister Bell uses those CDs, and she puts those CDs in, and she just listens to it. And you know what? She'll hear something in that CD that gives her direction for that day. And I tell you what, those are the word of God. I believe the power and the touch of God and the spirit of prophecy is on those things. And I just want you to listen to it. And I believe as you listen to it, you'll hear heaven, and God will give you specific instruction what you to do that day. And as you do those things, it will give you a manifestation of a blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, he can turn it around. He can turn it around, but he's going to have to turn. See, repentance begins in our mindset. And as we start to hear the word, our mindset will change. And if God will change the direction of your mindset, he will change the direction of the course of your life. And he can do it in 90 days. God can do it in 90 days. I speak a 90-day turnaround right now in the name of Jesus. Well, be blessed in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, thank God. Watch it manifest. Watch it manifest. Hallelujah. Watch it manifest. You got an anointing on you. Pray for him, brother. Go on. Don't waste it. Pray for him. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Tell him. Speak the good thing. Oh, aha. And as you pray for him, it'll manifest back on you. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah. You better start to pull it down for yourself. You better start to pull that down for yourself. Start to pull it down for your spell. Start to pull it down for yourself. Start to claim it for yourself. Claim a 90-day turnaround in the name of Jesus. Woo! If you got the faith to do it, he'll change it. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Say, I'll never be the same again. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. And you'll be in lack for no good thing. You'll be in lack for no good thing. You will be in lack for no good thing. You'll have more than enough to do what God told you to do. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Ho, ho, ho. Yanane oshtala kambudu vrata tata tikitere bubataka nade gustina hina ha. Think of that ha. How's that husband doing? Lana manu oshtala ha. Hanalu oshtala bada do kutsaba da dikastere de kachala baha. Lata ta osh. You need to turn around too? Hallelujah. Come here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Jesse, just take that word and you just speak turnaround on her right now in the name of Jesus. Just speak it right now. Hallelujah. And as you lay your hands on her, the power of God. Go ahead and just speak. I speak a child. Oh! Situation right now. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 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 Here, pray. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Go. Hallelujah. Pray for it. Just pray. Turn around in Jesus' name. Not any day turn around. Just speak it right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 90 days. Speak it right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. 90-day restoration in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We serve notice. Hallelujah. Pray for Mandy and speak a 90-day turnaround on her entire family. Glory to God. Glory to God. Quickly. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you need a blessing, just wiggle your fingers. Hallelujah. There's an anointing there. Hallelujah. He's already on to the new thing. Pray it quickly. Just speak it. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Turn around in Jesus.
90 days. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. He's already started it. Turn around in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Woohoo. Speak it over those girls in the name. A 90-day turnaround in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Yeah. A 90-day turnaround in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, come here, Jesse. Hallelujah. Quickly. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. He's going. Everybody say, turn around. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say, turn it around in the name. Say it again right now in the name of. Pray with boldness. Hallelujah. That direction that you thought was going the wrong way, God's going to turn it around. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. 90-day turnaround in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We need to find out the date of 90 days. Find it out quickly. Come here, Jane. Hallelujah, dear. Come here, precious dear. Come on, beautiful girl. Hallelujah. Huh? What is it? Ooh. Hallelujah. Jesse's praying. You are so pretty. Hallelujah. Go ahead. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. What is it? Was it the 19th? Was it the 19th? February 19th. Well, praise the Lord. Y'all be blessed. Hallelujah. Huh?
prayer. Okay, come on. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. If you need an offering envelope, we have it. Whoa. Hallelujah. Say, I am a blessing. How many are glad you're rich? Hallelujah. Oh, God is so good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you need an offering envelope, we have it. Hallelujah. If you need it, wiggle your fingers real high. Hallelujah. If you got checked, the name of the church is Nations Church. Somebody say, thank God for that. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for the faithful people that are here tonight. Hallelujah. That sow tonight in supernatural reverence and fear. Hallelujah, Father God. They believe, Father God, that as they sow, Father God, God, they'll also reap, Father, in the name of Jesus. And they'll reap exactly what they sow in Jesus' name. So right now, in the name of Jesus, oh, pray in the Holy Ghost. Blangandana do to stale cata to stale bechet de catamba dek to stay tetcha cabata anda. Danga sit a tetra post tele tandan stanti che la tata baka su toshi la tapo hernana sanda ishe lugla baka vrunda. Bangadana stana ditch telanana handa high. Langrandonunguna di gamanda gade de gustiba the handy over high. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for this offering. Hallelujah. May it increase. Hallelujah. May it accomplish what you want to accomplish. May it be a blessing to this ministry and also a blessing to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Get busy about the work of God. Get busy about the work of God. This is a good season to do it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Y'all have a good Thanksgiving too. And don't eat, overeat. Hallelujah. And be in church on Sunday, Friday night, be in church. Hallelujah. Don't miss. Jesse, give us some good music. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you sowing seed? Praise God. Hallelujah. She said, no, I know what to do with money. I ain't going to let it leave my hand. Better break this. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.